I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. And tonight, the Boise Chamber Music Series welcomes a trio of artists to their stage. It is the Neve Trio, and they will perform a program of female composers, piano trio spanning the 19th, 20th, and 21st centuries. Neve is Gaelic, which means bright and radiant, and the trio champions new works by living composers to reach broader audiences. They collaborate with artists of all mediums. Joining me live in the studio is the trio themselves. Anna Williams plays violin, Misha Veselov plays cello, and Irie Nakamura plays piano. Airy. I knew I was going to get one of your names wrong.
It's okay.
I tried.
It's three separate names. It's a lot.
Plus, exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay, so first off, Anna, let's start with you. How did the group come to be? How did the trio come to be?
Sure. So Misha and I, we met actually at grad school. Years ago.
like 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, like a year and a half. Yeah. So we met there literally on the first day, and we were sort of as luck would have it, we were sort of paired up to play chamber music together. At the time, it was a string quartet. And then over the course of getting to know each other and becoming friends, we realized how much we really loved playing together and also how much we specifically loved the piano trio repertoire. Mm. So that was it was something we were really excited to pursue from a very early stage of our playing together.
So why focus on living composers instead of, you know, some of them, well, I guess, that have died? There's really no other way of saying it.
Well, I mean, I think that we do both. I think that, you know, we're very lucky. I mean, feel free to chime in. I think that we're really, like, in an embarrassment of riches when it comes to repertoire, because there is, you know, such a huge expanse of, you know, from Beethoven, Brahms, like all these sort of titans of the past. But it's also equally important to you know, extend that excitement to composers of today, especially women composers.
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, do living composers sometimes almost get overlooked because of these titans?
Absolutely. Misha? Yeah, there's as Anna said, there's abundance of riches. There's so many great pieces that we all know and love, and audiences know and love. And but their incredible music is written today. And I think having the privilege of working with the composers who can actually, you know, and their flash, you know, be in front of you and actually tell you their what they meant.
Or their vision, right?
Their vision, their ideas. It's such an incredible privilege for us. And often we have a lack of having composers at the performance and get to talk about their piece. It's a completely different experience, I think, for both performers in our case and also the audience. So yeah, today, out of four pieces, three are by composers who are no longer with us, but one is a composer who is living and working and incredibly successful today. So,
And Airy, what will be tonight's performance? What will that look like?
What would it look like? The repertoire?
Yes.
We'll play Chaminade. We'll play Amy Beach and Jennifer Higdon, who lives in Philadelphia. And then what's the other one?
Louis Farrenc.
Yeah. And what's it like? Why is the importance to, as you mentioned, Anna, female composers and giving them a bigger voice?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a quote that is attributed to Cécile Chaminade, who is one of the composers that we're playing tonight, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know.
Well,
what I'm
if
like.
Not, you're playing now.
I was like, okay, well, let me double check. Yeah. So, and the quote, which was from back when she was alive, was, you know, this is not a woman. Wait, am I getting it right? This is not a woman who composes, but a composer who happens to be a woman. And you know, so. For instance, in this repertoire for tonight and in the repertoire for our most recent album, which is called Her Voice, pretty clear cut there, it's about celebrating the voices who have just as much to say as anybody else and whose work is just as distinctive and multifaceted and just incredible. But, you know, in historical context, they've had a little less opportunity to be heard. And so it's important for us to sort of celebrate that, the rich legacy that there is. And hopefully that also sort of extends to women and all kinds of voices writing today, that, you know, everyone's everyone's valued, and if it's a great piece of music,
it's a great piece of music.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
What's it like performing together versus solo?
Oh, it's a huge difference. I think we all, I mean, I'll speak for all of three of us, but I think having that, having each other on stage and having opportunities to play off each other, because every time it's different, you know, you can change little things here and there, and then another person responds differently. So it's dynamic, and the communication that we experience on stage is what we all love and share. When you're playing by yourself, I think you're alone. You don't have anybody to communicate with on stage. So it's a completely different experience, and we all love chamber music for that reason.
I think that's interesting that you think it kind of changes when there are other people there, because does that happen quite often then in a live performance when you're together?
Sure. We'll do things. It's never one set way, you know? Mm-hmm. It's sort of a mix of, yes, there's stuff that's written on the page, but then it's also sort of, I don't want to say improvised, but I kind of want to say improvised because it's how you are in the moment.
Right.
How is something sort of striking you, and how, you know, your colleague, maybe you did something a little bit differently, and then they have to respond in kind. And so, you know, it's always different, and it's always that sort of interaction that makes it extra exciting and have to be on your toes.
All content is always different.
Yeah,
and that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And if people are interested in going to the performance tonight, information, when, where?
7:30 p.m. at Morrison Center.
At the Morrison Center?
Recital Hall.
Oh, okay. So yes, a little bit of a more intimate venue.
Yes, which we
Yeah.
And then also, if you cannot make it tonight, there is also an educational program. It's a little bit shorter, and we're also going to have an opportunity to chat a little bit with the audience, answer some questions. Mm-hmm. That's at the same place at 3:30 today, and that's free. So you can just come and...
Yep. What's that like to do that? I mean, that's really interesting. I mean, when you talk about intimate, when people can just, it's an afternoon and, you know, you get that conversation going.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it like to interact with an audience like that?
Great.
We love it.
Yeah, we always, you know, the idea of like the fourth wall, you know, in theater, we try to break that as much as possible and have a connection with the audience. It's as rewarding for us as hopefully it is for the audience. So we love opportunity to connect and answer questions and hear, you know, questions from the local communities. And
so that's today at 3:30 at the Morrison Center Recital Hall, and that is free. The concert tonight, 7:30, at the Morrison Center Concert Hall in Boise on the Boise State University campus. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thanks for having us.
Our guests, Anna Williams, Misha Veselov, and Ari Nakamura, they are the Neve Trio, and they will be performing this evening at the Morrison Center at the Recital Hall at Boise State University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And happy Friday to all of you. Thank you so much for joining us on Idaho Matters. We're going into the weekend. I hope you have a great one. Frankie Barnhill, Samantha Wright, our producers. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here on Monday.